this is Come On, Dude.
All right. Hey, welcome back to an episode of Come On, Dude. I'm joined here today by Zach only right now. Little unorthodox pod, going to be on the shorter side with Thanksgiving weekend coming up. Everyone's got some plans, but wanted to get the week 11 breakdown to you. Booby will be joining us here shortly. Zach, do you have any words to the people out there before we kind of get rolling on our recap of week 11?
It was kind of a weekend of upsets, to be honest with you. I mean, just teams that have better record lost this week besides Jones. You know, it's really going to get interesting here as the playoffs wrap up. A lot of people are still in it. Something does swing their way, but this was a week that a lot of things swung a lot of people's ways. So it's exciting for the league.
Yeah, definitely some teams got some wins that were projected to lose, and definitely the people higher up took some losses. So let's get started with our game of the week. And I know this is quick, all right, but our game of the week this past week for week 11 was myself and Levi. And in my fashion for picking picks, if you listened last episode, I took Levi to win, and I didn't even say my name. I'm officially cursed, I think, because Levi put up 77 points and I ended up winning with 104. My record falls to 2-9. And before I, like, kind of Zach evaluate this game a little bit, I am officially retiring from voting on the game of the week. Part of it is because my record is so bad. And the second part of it is if I am cursed, I just proved that I could use it for my own good. And I don't want to do that for the integrity of this league and everybody involved. Only thing I can say is one, Jordan. Sorry, I got so many losses this year. And then just this past week, like Levi, like you've got a decent team and your team just didn't show up because I picked you to win. So,
yeah, I mean, Levi definitely shit the bed thanks to the Vikings shitting the bed, which was needed on so many levels for the Vikings fans just to shut up about everything. And yeah, Levi's team didn't show up and yours kind of did, not really, but you scored over 100 points, so you got to take that and win.
I mean, Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs weren't great. Part of that just because all of a sudden their running game came alive, which is kind of weird to see. James Cook.
Especially in an indoor, like a dome, like you just expect them to be whipping the ball over the place. But maybe as we get into December here, a lot of teams got to establish their run to win games in the cold. So we'll see how the Buffalo Bills pan out the rest of the year. They've struggled a little bit.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Darnell Mooney, this is his third week in a row with a touchdown. No, sorry. Yeah, he didn't get one last week, but since I played him, he's had his only two touchdowns of the year. Levi sent me some choice words once he got a touchdown. I thought that was funny. Chris Olave caught a long one or a deep touchdown. That really helped.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't expecting Chris Olave to outscore Justin Jefferson. Also, wasn't expecting Justin Jefferson to have under 10 points, but so did Nick Chubb. So it is what it is. It happens. It's going to happen. Hopefully it's not in like a big game, like a garbage bowl or a playoff game.
Last thing I want to say is that I had Kyle Pitts on my team, and he's hurt. And I couldn't have been more happy this morning on Tuesday to drop him. Like, I was so excited to just get him off my team. But then also Melvin Gordon, we got 12 points. He's just not on the team either. He's a free agent.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what that was all about. I mean, I know they got Chase Edmonds, but I just think maybe Melvin was like, release me, like behind closed doors, just because I can't imagine what it's like being on the Broncos. It's just got to be miserable, especially in offense. Their defense is actually really good.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the next matchup. I'm looking at me versus Reed. Not a great look after that trade. Mahomes dropped like third or 20, high 20s, and Pollard's better than every single player in Mitchell's team. Dropped 40, basically. Pilgrim's finally healthy, and then Mike Williams got hurt in the first play, which kind of hurts, but Reed seems shaped up a little bit.
Wait, Mike Williams got hurt again? Mike Williams got hurt again.
First catch. Laying on the guy's ankle that he's been having problems with and, like, snapped it or something. But shout-out to Cordero. He now leads the NFL in kick returns in NFL history, which is pretty cool.
Why didn't you start him?
I was just one of those things where he's been splitting time and Chicago's been, I don't know, they've been solid for some reason, even though they traded away their best defensive players. I mean, he would have had a horrible game if he wouldn't have scored that touchdown. He would have had 5 points. So
True.
I think it was all right. But no, Reed's team shaping up. I mean, his running backs didn't really show up, but T. Higgins
T.
looked
Higgins
really
showed
good.
up. Landry, is that his first touchdown all year? I'm gonna look. That is his first touchdown all year.
Yeah, he's been hurt, but I think Reed's got some promise that he's going to make a playoff pitch. He's now 6-5. So that's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool for him.
Yeah, you as someone who's been doing fairly well this year in the league, I needed you and Booby to pull out some wins, and neither of you did, it being the two highest scoring teams, and then puts me in a tough spot. I thought I was going to be jumping some playoff spots here, but we'll sit and wait.
Well, Reed outscored me by 24 points in his defense and kickers, so there's not much you can do. Not going to win many games. But yeah, no,
Hey.
also didn't have Tyreek Hill. That hurt.
And how about Kadarius Tooney or Tony, whatever the fuck his name is?
Yeah, dropped a goose egg. That also didn't help. Everything kind of went wrong, but that's all right. As long as you make the playoffs, it's kind of the goal here. As teams, it's always going to be close. I think our league has gotten a lot better over the years, and it's showing.
So, based off the trade week one, are you nervous, or you think those guys will start to pick it up? The guys you traded for.
I'm nervous about Herbert, even though he played well. I think Nick Chubb will be fine. And like I said from the get-go, like Foreman is not as great as everyone thinks he is. He dropped a whole 2 points. And I think Devontae Smith is just another flex guy. He dropped 13, so it's like whatever. But Vert's got two boom players, and that sucks. I did it for depth. He did it for boom players,
Yeah.
and it worked out for him. Moving on to the Piss Puppies versus Scherf. I mean, Tony Pollard. I mean, you dropped 40 piece.
36.9.
Probably gonna win you the week. Dylan and Verts had the New York Jets running backs playing New England, and it was really ugly. Also, Zach Wilson needs to be benched after his comment. I mean,
Oh, my.
he had minus 21 yards in the second half
Yeah.
passing.
And did you let your defense down? No. Did you see what was it? Not Elijah Moore. Who's the other guy? Garrett
Yeah, it
Wilson.
was Elijah. Elijah Moore said something.
Oh, it was Elijah Moore. Yeah. He's like,
So
not
did
you.
Garrett Wilson. They both actually commented on it. They're like, we need to be better. And then Elijah Moore's like, I don't get the ball, so I don't know what you want me to say.
I need Flacco to start. I think he'll be all
Yeah.
right.
I like Flacco. I've always thought like he's just solid coming off the bench as like a veteran backup, and he's just one of those, I don't know, veterans that come in, you think they can win you a game. Like Case Keenum, if he would have played for the Bills, I'd be like, yeah, he could probably beat the Browns.
Right.
But diving into their teams a little bit, Dylan had Kelce go off for 35, just a freak of nature. Garrett Wilson did nothing because Zach Wilson's his quarterback. CeeDee Lamb had a down game. Pittman, just a solid flex guy. His bench, Keenan Allen, did solid. He also had to go through some bye weeks with Tyler Lockett, Rashad White, and Kenneth Walker. So he'll be full strength next week. And then just looking at Verts, like he had a couple guys not show up, Duvernay and Robinson. But who knows? Michael Gallup was 7 on the bench. Maybe the rest of the year, Cowboys can figure something out. I don't know.
So
I think Burtis is in a good position.
can I just say you traded him, James Robinson and Duvernay? Not saying they were going to get 1 point, but that was a part of the trade that people were like up in arms about, at least myself specifically. I knew Tony Pollard was going to get touches, and I'm not saying he was going to get 40, and I knew Mahomes was capable of 30. But like these two guys, Duvernay and Robinson, I don't think they're capable of scoring over 10 points consistently.
Not consistently, but I'd say Duvernay can get you 10 points. But it just wasn't his game. I don't know what it is about Carolina. Like they'll lose every game, but teams just struggle with them. It's weird. Really weird. Must be this defense is solid and the offense is just abysmal, just like the Jets. I don't know.
I also wanted to
But
say that with the whole Travis Kelce thing, at the tight end position, you either have him or you're waiver wiring tight ends week to week. Maybe Mark Andrews. That's about it.
yeah, I mean, He's the number one guy. I mean, all of his receivers were out and Tony got hurt, so he was literally it. I mean, you can't be throwing the ball to MVS.
No. And then Packers fans, Joel said something to me the other day. He goes, kind of glad MVS is struggling, not like specifically for his reason, but the fact that like knowing just that he wasn't good. It wasn't like just the Packers that were making him bad, right?
Yeah. No, he's not good. He's just a fast guy that wears a helmet. I don't know what to tell you. He doesn't catch the ball. But yeah, Deebo Samuel came alive for Vertz, 22 points. I mean, he's been a guy who's been struggling lately, and that's going to be huge.
Oh, yeah. Let's roll on to show me your TDs, please, and Liam Jones, because with this one-point win over Wisconsin volleyball knockers, he now overtakes the division from you, Zach, and we have a new division leader, and I believe, is he the one seed or the two seed? No.
Two seed.
Okay.
Dylan's got a win on him.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been saying it for a long time. When Damian Pierce came to life, like, he's got the best team in the league. People tend to say me or Dylan do, but I don't know how many times Liam has to prove it. Sure, it was an ugly week, but he won. It's all that matters.
For reference, Nick was up by like 17 points, and then Liam just had D-hop to go. And he got him 18.1. And, you know, Nick, you're having a rough go this year. I'm not going to sit here and say my roster's better. I'm not going to sit here and say whatever. I've just got the luck of the draw the past 3 weeks. I'm just going to be honest, and this ain't it. So I feel for you. But on the other side of things, I want all the smoke from Liam's team in the playoffs. I think what's going to happen is my team is going to show up to the matchup, and Josh Allen's just going to pull his cock out, and just he might have 75 points against Liam's team.
That would be really funny. I don't know who's got Liam this week. I actually pulled it up here. I think it's Vertz. That's going to be a pretty good game. So Jones could just steamroll. I think he's got like 6 wins in a row.
Oh, yeah. He's got a huge winning streak.
Yeah. 6 wins in a row. The next highest is
me.
You and Joel at 3.
Yeah. I'm going to 3 win streak. That's right, brother.
Yeah. So Jones just hotter than hell. Just going crazy.
I mean, looking at his bench, too. I mean, Kittle with 22 on the bench. So, like, Freiermuth had 15 and Kittle had 24 for his tight ends.
Jones, like, I think he has a thing for Freiermuth. I mean, he's a great tight end. But I think Freiermuth has been in his tight end or his starting lineup almost every week. And he's been good.
Yeah.
Like, he gets so many targets. It's ridiculous. I remember when Dylan said he was going to drop Freiermuth and not play someone. And Liam texted me. He's like, that was the dumbest thing I think anyone could ever say. I'm just going to drop a good player and not play one. I don't know. That was funny. But yeah, Jones has got Evans and Kittle. He's going to insert into that lineup, and he's a problem.
And even Pacheco for the Chiefs?
Sure. First 100-yard rusher since 2019. I saw something crazy.
Are you kidding me?
They don't, dude, they throw the football.
I know. It's weird. It's just weird that.
Well, I remember when Tyreek Hill was there, they get to like the 5 or 3 yard line. They just run a reverse and just pitch it to Tyreek, and he'll beat you to the pylon.
Yeah. So. But to wrap this one up, I want all the smoke from Liam. Everyone's scared of him, but I'm not. My team's coming in. We're coming in hot. If I make it there, I got to make it there first.
Right. Let's go. Who do we
got next? Golden Stallions versus Ty Royal. And you know what, gosh. Ty Royal? I was talking with one of the league members. And when your team doesn't do good, you've got everything and anything to say about the league. You're trying to dishonor this season by saying all the little nitpicky things that are wrong with it. So whoever the champion is, I feel bad for you, because Adam's going to not let you live it down, and everyone's going to be like, dude, what are you talking about? Because you're the only one complaining about this season.
Kind of similar to Jordan's team earlier in the year. Like, he had good players on paper. They just weren't showing up. Bird had all the time in the world to make a move all year long. He just decided to do it in the gray area of the trade deadline and stirred the pot. And, you know, it didn't go through, and he's a little upset. I don't blame him.
Who is he trying to trade for?
I don't know. Maybe he'll share with us one of these days. But, you know, Dylan told me, Berg told him, like, his running backs are never consistent on the same week. It's like Montgomery this week had 21, Jacobs had 19, but then Kamara had 12 and Brian Robinson had 5. So it's like, you know, you can't expect to win many games along with his special teams not getting many points or his defense. It's ridiculous. That's just terrible luck.
Yeah, but that's just bad luck.
Got to give Krieger some props here. Davante Adams, absolute stud.
He's a dog. I miss him a lot.
The dude is better than a lot of people's running backs week in and week out. And it's just the way the league has changed. Like, there's like 5 guys at receiver that are probably better than almost all of the running backs now, which is just the way the game is changing. Like, they're opening up the middle of the field in the NFL. You can't hit receivers when they're about to catch the ball because it's a gray area. They'll throw a flag most of the time. And you can't touch the quarterback. So it's one of those things where it just benefits receivers nowadays. But Najee Harris showed up.
Yeah, I was going to shout out Najee Harris first. That was his boom week. First time over, 14 points.
Yeah, 14. That's – man, dude, that's tough. I mean, he doesn't get those 2 touchdowns and he just gets that. That's 9 points.
Isn't that crazy how dependent touchdowns are, though? I mean, look at – that's just unbelievable. I'm looking at stats right now. And the dude last game in New Orleans rushed for 20 times for 99 yards and had 9.9 points.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy how the NFL has changed. A lot of managers made moves. A lot didn't. And I think it shows in the record books.
So Najee Harris's next 2 games, though, are also Indianapolis Colts and the Atlanta Falcons, which by no means are pushovers, but 2 of the lower – and teams, I'd say, in the NFL in terms of skill position players and things like that. So maybe he'll put on a little run here to end the season.
I mean, Indiana actually has a pretty good D-line with DeForest Buckner in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And they got some guys in Indy. Atlanta, they got 1 guy in Grady Jarrett. So I think he'll do well in week 13 when Jordan's looking to make his playoff push. What's going to be tough for Najee is week 14 against Baltimore, who's just – they're monsters against the run. You can't run against Baltimore. But Krieger currently sitting at – what is he now, 4-7? Yeah?
Yeah.
4-7. Just outside the playoff bubble. If I go look at the playoff bracket, he's currently ranked
– 10th, I think.
He's 9th. He's 9th. He's just a game away from – 8th and 7th, and then if he keeps winning and some things go his way, he can sneak his way into the playoffs. He's got a good roster now.
Oh, yeah. Made some
moves and his team's legit.
No, there could be a lot of things that happen here. Like, looking at the playoff bracket, I mean, Zach, you're 7-4, okay?
Right.
I'm 5-6. I'm sorry. Reed is 6-5. So you're literally 1 game higher than him. And only the first position gets locked in, right? First in divisions.
Yeah, and then it goes off of points four, which I'm 2nd in the league.
Well, points four if you're tied record-wise. But if you happen to lose 2 here and Reed happens to win 2, you could be falling down a little bit the standings, huh?
Yeah. I mean, as long as I'm not on Chone's side of the playoff bracket, I'm comfortable. I don't want to be on Chone's side.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to be in the side, because I want to be there. But back to the game. All right. Excuse us. Back to the game. You know, whose game are we on? I'm just tweaking.
Krieger's. Berg's. Berg played Russell Wilson. He actually did it.
I mean, 10 points. It's more than Joel got him. And we'll get to Joel's team and how quarterbacks don't ever get him points.
I know. I just, it's one of those things you can't make it up. Like, Andy Dalton had 22 points.
So
ugly. Russell Wilson's terrible. He should literally not be on a roster the rest of the year.
No. I also want to say that, excuse me, I was getting some cashews out of my teeth, but James Conner's been pretty good this past couple weeks here. 11, 23, and 13. I mean, you'll take that considering what's out there for running back.
Yeah. Well, for sure. He's been a lot better than he was. I mean, he was hurt, and now Chase Edmonds is gone, and Enno Benjamin got cut, which is weird, but yeah, it's his backfield solely, so he should be doing better. But hats off to the Golden Stallions as they continue to make their playoff push.
All right. I just drove 3 hours home to get straight onto this computer to do this podcast, and Mitch is gone. Says he has plans with some friends. So great podcast host. I'm kidding, Mitch. But Zach, just lead the way. I have no idea where we're at here.
So we were just going into Big Trust versus the Finches. I know we cut off when I was kind of talking about it. This podcast is honestly chalked, thanks to Mitchell. But basically, what I want to say is Josh Palmer. I think that's where we cut off. I was just about to give him some love because he's a guy that they really liked last year that really didn't get his way into the lineup because of Jalen Guyton, and now he's showing up and showing out.
Yeah, I know that I dropped DeAndre Carter. I had him and I played him last week, and he had a better game than Josh Palmer last week. But Palmer's been pretty consistent for them all year while they've had a ton of injuries, and I think he's missed a game or two, but he's a quality guy. Like he can be a starter for sure. Like he's a good receiver. I mean, 31 or no, that's Cooper. Yeah, Joel's team went off, but Palmer was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, he was one of those deep threat guys that they drafted him for because they already had Mike Williams, who has some of the best hands in the league, along with Keenan Allen being one of the best route runners. He's a great deep threat to have, and Herbert kind of looked like he's kind of back. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you give him his weapons. I mean, Keenan Allen had 5 for 94. That's nice. And he was on a snap count, so probably expect more of him moving forward as well. So, but I don't know what Mike Williams' injury looks like. I know he re-injured his ankle, so see what timetable he's got till he's back.
Yeah, it's just too bad with how the Chargers seasons always seem to pan out. Like, they always have a decent amount of talent. It's just they're kind of like the Cowboys. They can't even make it to the playoffs, though. So it sucks.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, I mean, Lang's team, I mean, Damian Pierce got 8 rushing yards total. Burrow looked really good. I think he's going to be happy about how he starts to turn up. Ayuk literally just 2 catches, 2 touchdowns. Like, that's so ugly, but that's Brandon Ayuk. That sounded just like a Brandon Ayuk game to me. Pickens is starting to become a man. I mean, he's really good. Averaging 20 yards a catch what this last week and a touchdown, and looked really good. Both defenses and kickers in this game went crazy. I mean, both defenses 16, and Tyler Bass outdid Meyer by 1 point, 23-22. That's wild. Like, that must have been really cool, like,
Yeah,
to have it.
this will go down in history as the kicker defense game. Not sure we'll probably ever see anything like it again. Pretty amazing. Yeah, I was watching the Cowboys game. That sucked. That sucked to watch. I don't know if we covered my game yet, but shout out Vertsy for the win. I just remember I was watching the game with Jordan, and I'm like, all right, well, like Tony Pollard's got to relax a little bit this second half, and then I see him catch a wheel route down the sideline, and he's just gone. He's like running like 50 yards in. And I just looked over at Jordan. I'm like, all right, well, my week's over. It was fun. So.
So do you agree that the trade was a little bit more balanced than people care to admit?
I mean, if Tony Pollard's gonna give 36 every week, sure.
His last couple of weeks, he's been over 20.
He's just a really fucking, like, he's a terrifying player to watch get the football. Like,
He's so fast.
he's
Like, his
electric.
power, when he gets that ball, like, I feel like he has the best acceleration in the NFL.
He just looks just really elite. Like, I don't know. He just gets the ball, and you could just tell that he's just different. I don't know. He's a scary player.
Yeah, I'm not too confident after the Mahomes Pollard trade week one into it, but let's hope it doesn't turn out to be really ugly for me. But I mean, me and Mitch kind of covered all the weeks. If you want to give a quick opinion of each game really quickly.
I mean, it felt like a lot of upsets. I feel for Nick Heavy out of everybody. Like, he just kind of keeps getting absolutely fucked. I know Liam's on a huge winning streak, but if you look at his last couple of games, like, he's kind of gotten saved a little bit by bad performances from his opponents. Like, he hasn't had too strong of a schedule the last 3 weeks, but before that, obviously, he was dominant. So, I don't know. Liam's team is still one to be scared of. He pulled out the win. Me and you lost. Joel won. Like, the league's just close right now. Like, there's a lot of things that can happen with the playoff structure still with 3 weeks to go. So I'm intrigued. I'd like to get a bye. So I don't know how that's going to work out. I currently lead the league in points for, so that feels pretty good. Like, if I can tie one of you guys for best record, like you or Liam, or even, I mean, Joel's 7-4. It's pretty unbelievable. Like, I don't really know what to describe, but I think I asked the chat today if anybody's ever led in points for and points against, because currently I'm leading both, which I think is pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty wild. But I was also saying, like, earlier, I really hope that I play you over Liam. Like, I don't want to play Liam's team. I just think he has the best team in the league. I mean, I know we're both confident in our teams week in and week out, but I don't want any part of it.
Yeah, I mean, Liam's got a team, man, and you know, I think I have a team too. But I'd rather not face him in the second round if I don't have to.
Wouldn't we all? But I think there's one more. Mitch and the Dookies.
Yeah, this is the last game we got to cover.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, the Dookies, I don't know. They just have kind of fallen apart. I just feel bad because his season was like completely derailed by Javonte Williams torn ACL. Yeah. I think that majorly impacted his team. And, I mean, 77 points is not good.
We actually also did forget the Golden Stallions and Ty Royal Smoochie Wallace.
Yeah, another team that's fallen off the rails is Adam. Let's cover Mitch and Levi's game first. First look, what pops out to me: Rondale Moore negative 0.6. That sucks. That just sucks.
Yeah, he just traded for him too, so it's got to just be kicking the pants.
Yeah, no, definitely. Chris Olave, 21 points. I wanted him, and he proves why I wanted him. Mitch has a solid team. He started Melvin Gordon, who had 12 points, but is currently not on an NFL roster anymore. Clyde Edwards-Helaire still on his bench. You'd imagine he's dropping him. I don't know why you have him on the team anymore. He's literally, like, not playing.
Yeah. Well, it took Kyle Pitts going to IR for Mitch to drop a player, so maybe that's what it takes for just a terrible player, an unplayable player, to be dropped.
If the Chiefs putting out a claim for Eno Benjamin doesn't tell you everything you need to know about Clyde Edwards-Helaire's situation with the Chiefs, I think you got some mental issues, because he shouldn't be rostered. Like, I truly believe that.
Yeah, it's just crazy. He was a first rounder over Jonathan Taylor. That's still wild to me. If they would have Jonathan Taylor,
what was that, last year or 2 years ago?
It was a couple years.
Oh, you're talking real draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man, he's a first rounder. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, the only running back that year. But looking ahead to week 13, we got the 3-8 Ty Royal Smoochie Wallace versus the Penn at 7-4. You know, I think Bird kind of said it best today. He's got one of the tougher schedules remaining. He's got a feel for him. And I mean, I'm going to predict him and Nick in the garbage bowl.
Seems to be trending that way. Did we cover, or did you and Mitch cover Adam and Jordan's game? I know that we're bouncing around a little bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, we talked about it, and it's just Jordan made some trades because his big names were performing, and Berg did it, even though he waited up until the gray area of the trade deadline to make a trade for some reason, and it didn't go through. And Mitch said it's too bad that Adam's going to not give anyone credit for whoever wins this year because of that and other things. But I don't know. I think it should have probably been traded like weeks ago. But
not. You know. I just wanted to point out Najee Harris, 27 points.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. What do you have? What was his stat line? 20 for 90 and 2 touchdowns, 4 catches, yeah. 26 yards. That's a great week.
Me and Mitch said if he didn't get those touchdowns, it would have been another Najee game, but he finally got in the end zone. Maybe the Steelers offense is like, hey, this works. Let's try it more often.
Yeah, but all right. I'm with you. I'm looking forward to next week. What do we got?
I just said me and Berg, that one we just kind of wrote off. And then we got the Piss Puppies and Liam, which I think should be game of the week. Jones is on a 6-game winning streak. Birch just had a big win against you. I mean, this could mean a lot for the Piss Puppies with other people still trying to make that playoff run. I mean, we also got Reed at 6-5, the Finches at 6-5. And I think Joel's 7-4. So, yeah. And I'm 7-4, so there's a lot at stake in terms of the playoffs. I'm not going to call it game of the week. I'm going to wait for Mitch. We'll make a prediction.
Yeah, but I mean, we can ignore Mitch on game of the year predictions. He's retired from that. He fails to ever get anything right, I guess. Pretty crazy. He set out a integrity for the league. He won't pick anybody anymore because he doesn't want to sway the outcome. It seems like it has gotten to that point. I mean, the game of the week is obviously going to be Joel and Reed, right?
Obviously. I mean, yeah, it's another one, too. It's just teams making a playoff push, and you got to win every game from here on out. I mean, what do we got, three weeks left, 2 weeks left?
We've got 3 weeks left. We have 3 weeks left until the playoffs start, and it is very interesting.
Looking forward to it.
That is crazy.
I really like how close everybody is. But, I mean, if we're going to go Burtz or Jones, I mean, I got to take my hat off to Jones. I mean, it's not even the win streak. It's the team. I think it's too much for everyone.
Yeah. Where are you seeing Burtz versus Jones? Am I tripping?
I'm on week 13.
It's week 12.
That just goes to show how brutal I am. Anyways, okay.
I'm just here to catch you. That's all. We're not the perfect podcast in the world, but hey, we're putting out content. We're putting out things that people want to hear.
That's awesome. All right. Well, then I play Nick, so that's huge. total 134 to 122. I mean, I'm just looking at the top three players. I got Hill, Herbert, and Henry, and he's got Tua, Etienne, and Metcalf. I mean, whatever Tua does is going to benefit Tyreek, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, do we even need to discuss your game? It feels like, Nick's team is solid. Like, think about if he had Cooper Kupp, you know? Like, it just sucks. Like, Nick has just gotten absolutely bent over this year. But it seems like the bye weeks are now starting to slow up. They're not getting as bad. Like I'm looking at the league projections. I mean, Jordan's projected 144.6.
Oh yeah.
I'm projected 146.1. Like those are some strong numbers. You're projected 134.5. I feel like yours would be more. I don't know why. Is it because you're going to start Slayton? Is that true?
Yeah, probably. I think I got Deontay Johnson in the doghouse.
He has been consistent. I will give you that.
Yeah, no, the Giants are weirdly good.
And Wandale Robinson is done for the year, and he had a big game on Sunday. So,
yeah, I honestly think it's because I no longer have Mahomes, and my defense is no longer projected like 10 points every week.
Yeah, fair enough.
But you got to play the Bills against Detroit. I think 5 points. I mean, come on, dude. Anyways,
Let's move on to the Golden Stallions at 4-7 to the Piss Puppies at 6-5. Like you just said, Krieger, 144.6. His big three is Devontae, Jalen Hurts, and James Conner. And that's pretty scary.
Yeah, Devontae's just been him. He's just been him. And yeah, I mean, not even included in that projection is AJ Brown. So yeah. Forget that he has him. And Christian Kirk is back off bye last week. Like you said, he switched to a receiver heavy team, and that is quite the lineup he's got going. The line is currently set at 22.5, almost 22. I'll give it to Vertz though. Like, I think you got to keep starting Juwan Johnson. There's no reason not to. You just got to expect big things out of Tony Pollard and Ramondre Stevenson, hopefully, and Debo to put in a performance like he did last night.
Yeah, well, you're probably going to get it from Pollard.
Yeah. I mean,
Debo keeps it up. I mean, he should be a first-round talent.
I would like Tony Pollard to not do what he did because he outpaced CeeDee Lamb in receptions and targets. We don't want that.
He's now position ranked 10 at running back.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Pretty good. But yeah, no, I mean, that's a big game for both of them. Jordan's trying to win out to give himself a chance.
Yeah. No, he's got to. He needs a little help from some of these, like, 6-5 team blues.
Yeah, it just hurts at the bottom of the league's pretty ugly. It just hurts at the bottom of the league's pretty ugly.
He's playing a 6-5 team, so if he can put away one of them, I mean, just looking around, you got to hope Reed loses to Joel and Lang loses to Mitch. But, yeah, Krieger, look, keep an eye on Krieger. He's got a good team. Just got to make it there.
But, I mean, if I'm him, I'd hope Mitch loses to Lang. He wants the guys that are just on the fringe to get out of the way. Well, Lang's been in the playoffs. Like, I think there's 2 6-5 teams projected in the playoffs currently, right? Wouldn't that add up?
Because
currently how it sits, me as the 1 seed 8-3, Liam is the 2 seed 8-3, you as the 3 7-4, Liam is the, or not Liam, sorry. Joel is the 4 at 7-4, and then Burt and Lang are holding the 5 and 6 at 6-5.
So just hope the 5 and 6 seeds continuously lose, basically.
He's asking for a lot because Reed is also just out at 6-5 and Mitch is 5 and 6. Like, it's tight above him. I know that he really wants to win out and he has a good roster, so I don't know. It remains to be seen. I think we gotta go with game of the week is Reed versus Joel. I mean, that matchup's huge. Joel, if he pulls out another win, basically guarantees a playoff spot, and Reed's fighting for the playoffs too. Just sitting out. He's the first one out right now.
I'm just looking at their projections, 114 to 116. That's so ugly.
Are those lineups fully set?
I hope not.
No, they are.
Dude, that's so gross. But hey, they're winning. I mean,
but like, why? This is why I don't get ESPN. I really hope we move off this shit. Why is Amari Cooper projected 13? What tells you he's gonna not score 13 points? At this point, he's averaging 16 this year.
I don't know. This is gonna be a really ugly one.
And Jamal Williams projected 11. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. He should be like 15. Amari Cooper should be 15.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So,
really ugly look projection wise. But I mean, I like Joel's team. I think Joel could pull it out.
Mm-hmm. So you taking Joel?
Yeah, I'll take Joel.
It sucks because I don't like. Reed finally made the switch to Jimmy Garoppolo. I really like that move. And Dalvin Cook and Aaron Jones are good running backs. T. Higgins, you got to wonder if Mike Williams is going to play. It looks like he's starting Jarvis Landry. Looks like fucking Joel's starting Brandon Cooks. Yeah, this game's interesting. So, I'm going to go. I'm I'm going to go with Joel. I'm going to go with Joel. I think some weird juju's going around his team right now. I see him having another big week.
Not only with Jamal Williams in the goal line, but Singletary's been getting touches in the goal line. Mm-hmm. So you gotta like that. But all right. We didn't really talk about Liam and Adam, but Adam's projected like 4 points away.
Yeah. And it remains to be seen if Joe Mixon plays or not.
Yeah, I think that might be a dogfight. I mean, Berg's been due for a big week from all of his players. It just seriously never happens.
Just never happens. Like, you think it could happen, and it just doesn't, ever.
No.
Sorry, buddy.
It sucks. It must have been a horrible year.
I'm sure he'd tell you the same.
Yeah, but poor Berg. Moving on. The Finches versus Mitchell. I mean, Mitch can't lose. That's where he's at. So this is a must win. Currently projected 7 points.
Oh, last. Jamar Chase is projected to play.
That's not good.
And here comes Lang.
Yeah. Well, maybe Hollywood plays. That might be huge for Mitch.
Yeah, we'll have to see. This one's interesting. I can't really give you a good outlook on this one before, you know.
We know who's Josh playing. Allen versus Detroit and the Diggs versus Detroit. I mean, they could be due for a monster week.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see Jeff Wilson at 13.6 taking the backfield for Mostert. I mean, that's huge for Mitch, for a guy who has no running backs.
Yeah, I mean, you got an Austin Eckler and Stephon Diggs revenge narrative on both sides from that trade.
Oh, that's right. Well, the last
we'll like
time,
to see they're both projected 21, so we'll see who outperforms the other.
The last time Lane traded a player, it was really bad for him. Shout out Joe Mixon.
56, 57 points.
Yeah. I'm just looking at Mitchell's backup running backs. We're talking Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Drop.
Terrible. Melvin Gordon.
Drop.
And Deion Jackson for the Colts.
Probably drop.
So he's rolling out with McKinnon and Wilson. So we'll see.
They're gonna have to be his backfield for the week. There's no other option there. I guess I was wrong. Unless he literally just changed it. And no, it says. I respect it. I respect this from Reed. It has him. His highest projected player is Tom Brady, which isn't ideal. And I think he's going to stick with Jimmy G. And I think that's the right move.
Are we jumping back to Joel and Reed's game? Or is this where we're going now?
No, I just saw that on the screen. I had to bring it up because I was like, Tom Brady's his highest projected player. Like, that's not ideal.
No, that's not what you want. But, I mean, you're playing the Dukies. You're projected minus 14 over them. I mean, you got to be feeling good going into it. Poor Levi.
Yeah, this is the first time I get to see my team fully together since all the moves I've made. This is the first week I have nobody out. I'm pretty excited. I think Keenan Allen has to go into the lineup. I don't think there's a debate about that after getting through a full game. My question I'm still looking into is if I played Jacoby Myers over either Tyler Lockett or Michael Pittman. But we'll see. Tyler Lockett just kind of has been scaring me because he's been being saved by touchdowns every week.
Yeah, they're also playing Vegas. I mean, Vegas is just, I don't even know what they're doing on defense in their secondary. But I do want to point out Kyler Murray's back for the Dukies, which is huge. So does that to play the worst quarterback in the NFL and Kirk Cousins? Now that Melvin Gordon's gone, Latavius Murray bumps up to 14 a game, which is awesome because I think he got him off the bench mid-year. Or off the waiver wire mid-year. And you got to assume Jefferson's going to have a bounce-back game, even though he's playing New England. But, I mean, dude, Waddle could do things to the Texans.
If you're going up against Taylor, Jefferson, and Waddle, anything can happen. That's just a dangerous trio that can explode. Each one of them can explode.
Do you think he plays Rondell Moore?
No. Probably not. He probably hasn't opened the app after that.
It would probably be hard to. I can't even imagine what that feels like. Although Kadarius got me zero, but it's happened to me before, so I just kind of...
They both got hurt.
Yeah, sucked. But at least it wasn't negative. That's just a kick in the face.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that covers everything. I mean, it was a shorter podcast this week, but we'll be better. Just super busy with the whole Thanksgiving weekend, Blackout Wednesday, Black Friday, Turkey Bowl. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, you will not see me at the Turkey Bowl. That is not my sport. And I feel like if I go out there, I will get injured.
Yeah, I mean, someone definitely will get injured. I'm sure of it. My money's on Vertz, probably laying out for a two-hand touch.
Yeah. No, I feel you. That'll be a fun event with the boys. But, yeah, that's going to do it. We got Zach and me both on Joel for the week, game of the week. But yeah, that's going to do it. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll be back with the full squad next week. And yeah, I mean, there's nothing to say about the Packers either. So whatever. Fuck it.
Yep. All right, boys. Let's have a good weekend.
Peace.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling.